pine cones, whale vertebrae, a wolf skull. These are just a few things that make up the tableau Trenton Jung and his Forest Service colleagues have laid across a table for his students.
Hi everybody, good evening. My name is Trenton Jung. I am the artist in residence.
Chris Weiss is one of about a dozen Petersburg residents who turned up to the local library to learn about science illustration from Jung. He has the class sketching out some of the items on the table from memory. With swift strokes of a colored pencil, she's outlining a barnacle with her eyes closed.
How about you, Chris? What are you drawing?
I tried to draw the shell.
Definitely looks like.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think so.
Yes.
Jung invites his class to take note of the colors and textures of all the natural objects on the table. The pitted seashells, the grainy bone, the fine points of the pine needles. This is his first approach to creating art as a science illustrator. He's shown his work in galleries across the United States and abroad. But this is his first time in Alaska.
Yeah, so I really enjoy just being amongst the trees and the moss and also being close to the ocean. So I always want to be close to the water, looking at tide pools, looking at the kelp, and seeing what's underneath the next rock.
Jung says there's a gulf of difference between the rainforests of southeast Alaska and the sun-scorched southwestern United States, which is where he spent most of his life. But watery environments have always been central to his work.
There's not a lot of love for fish and little sea creatures. Everyone loves the big lions and giraffes and elephants and the charismatic megafauna. So I was kind of drawn to all the creatures that usually get ignored or often overlooked.
The Forest Service threw Jung into his favorite environment, head first. He came to Petersburg to make and teach art, but he started his residency learning how to kayak.
So we went to the slough, wore dry suits and jumped into the water, rolled our kayaks over, and then taught us how to kind of self-rescue and put back in.
Megan McDermott is a wilderness ranger with the Forest Service, and she supervises the Voices of the Wilderness program. She says the kayak rescue tutorial was to help prepare Jung for a five-day journey to Tebenkoff Bay Wilderness off of QU Island. Jung, like prior visiting artists, got to watch his Forest Service companions collect data in a process called wilderness character monitoring.
They come alongside, they see what we do, and they create some piece of artwork with the intention of inspiring other people to care about this place.
Hopping from island to island, Jung took in the stark beauty of the land. On the final day of the trip, the group came upon a couple of humpback whales, a mother and her calf. That was the big highlight for both the artist and his Forest Service escorts.
I had never seen wild whales before. I also enjoyed just the quiet and solitude and just being able to be outside and not have any distractions.
All the while, Jung was taking notes. McDermott enjoyed watching him paint and sketch out the trip, literally as it was unfolding.
It's really fun to watch his process and the scientific element of it, documenting surroundings, not just drawing, so it's cool.
But all that note-taking wasn't just for his own benefit.
I took a small handmade sketchbook out and took lots of notes in it. Used that to create little drawings and paintings while I was out in the fields, and then also took reference photos and used those for my larger project.
That art project won't be a slice of cake. It'll take him at least 6 months to finish, but it'll kind of look like one, a slice of forest cake. He's mapped out a large painting demonstrating the layered ecosystems of the Tongass National Forest. At the top, the tree canopy descending into a tidal zone crawling with small sea creatures. Those shallow pools will bleed into the final layer, a kelp forest on the ocean floor. Jung says all of this was inspired by one moment on his five-day trip into the wilderness.
I just caught a glimpse of the trees and rocks and seaweed all kind of within one layer, because that kind of really defines the Tongass forest, where there's lots of intermeshing of the forest and ocean.
Jung plans to complete the painting by next January. It'll be installed in Petersburg's Forest Service office alongside all the artwork from past residencies. In Petersburg, I'm Shelby Herbert.